love is in the air.
Actually, love is on the air because the Date Doctor is here. Sponsored by Sparky's Hook and Ladder Bar and Grill in Hartford. The doctor will see you now.
You know what we're talking about today?
I asked you if you'd talk about this whole Ashley Madison thing because it fascinates me.
Oh my God, it really is something. So for those who don't know, this is an adultery site and they claim that they're very discreet. You know what their slogan is?
There's always time for an affair or something.
Life is short, have an affair.
Yeah.
And you know, they say that this site is full of fakes and inactive accounts.
You mean to suck you in like, oh, look at this guy or this girl.
It serves those men right or those women right for signing up. I hope they all are talking to fake profiles. But regardless, there was a cyber breach where 32 million members' email addresses were shared.
You can look now to see if there's anybody in your zip code or something. I mean, they got a lot of info out of them.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell you how to catch them, and then I'm going to tell you what to do. So there's a website. It's called ashley.cynic.al. You go in there, and if you type in your spouse's email address, it will either say active account or this is not an active account. If you log in and they have an active account, you don't want to text them at work. You don't want to call them and freak out. You want to wait till they are next to you, next to the computer, and you want to say, I believe you have an Ashley Madison account and I would like you to log in right now because I want to see it. And you don't want to let them prepare because you don't want them to delete anything. And then they're going to say,
I don't even know the login.
And you say, well, that's okay. I'll click right here, put their email in, and they will send you their login.
I want to call you the divorce doctor after today.
I don't care. People need to know. So when you log in, you're really able to see everything. You're able to see the messages that they sent and the relationships that they've had, and they are either completely busted or not. Now, there's a possibility that you open it up and there's never been activity and there's nothing in there but their email, and that could be...
So all you needed to sign up was somebody's email address and
stuff.
That's it.
And they don't verify the email.
Gotcha.
So you go there to look at your messages. You don't get emailed anything. It's like a discreet, hidden website where you would go, but it's not so discreet. Now, maybe they have an account and there's nothing in there and there's no messages and there's no content and it's never been used. And
it's just crazy how many people actively seek out cheating.
And you know, worse than the cheaters are the ones that you catch and then they completely deny it. It really is a scary thing. And it's one thing when they come back and they apologize and they say, you know, it was 4 years ago and we were in a bad place.
Or you go, what do you mean? You did it last week.
That's why. Do not call them at work and freak out because they can probably delete some of that.
So what's the website again?
Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y dot Cynic, C-Y-N-I-C dot A-L. And all you have to do is know their email address. And it's funny right now because Ashley Madison is really proud that they're getting so many more users and they say most of them are women. They're all wives creating fake accounts to look at their husbands. That's all that's happening.
Perhaps look into your marriage first. Find out why they needed to go there. Blah, blah, blah. Or get divorced and go speed dating. Hooray!
Go speed dating next Wednesday, ages 30s and 40s. We're headed out to North Haven, Harry Sports Bar.
Harry Sports Bar in New Haven. Want to ask the doc a question? Maybe try her 3 blind dates or simply go speed dating at that aforementioned event. Just go to her dang website.
Got 5, that's the number 5 minutes.com.